From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Maybe it's the August heat, but the healthcare debate is sizzling now. All over the country, opposition groups are shouting down members of Congress at town hall meetings and at other public events. Democrats say it's a mob scene whipped up by Republican activists. Republicans say it's the voice of the people. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The latest example, a town hall meeting last night in Romulus, Michigan. Some in the crowd confronted Democrat John Dingell, the longest-serving member of the House. At one point, they led a cry to kill the bill. I reached Dingell by phone today.
There are, unfortunately, apparently, an array of itinerant troublemakers and agitators who are out stirring up trouble.
Dingell says his staff discovered that some of the protesters came in from out of state, and their goal was simply to stop any effort at overhauling health care.
By not only confusing people, but by disrupting meetings and by preventing there being an honest discussion amongst the citizens about matters of great importance, which is an essential to free government.
Here in Washington, as the Senate prepared to follow the House into the August recess, Majority Leader Harry Reid blamed the Republican Party for putting together a kind of fake grassroots campaign. To make his point, he held up a square of green plastic AstroTurf for the clattering cameras.
I just want to show you what AstroTurf really is. This is not grassroots. This is really AstroTurf. They want to try to convince people that they're grassroots, and they're not. It's as phony as this is grass.
The fury, said Reid, is being stirred up by conservative talk show hosts and Fox News, goaded on by Republican leaders. House Minority Leader John Boehner warned last week that Democrats were going to have a very, very hot summer. But Republicans also say it's real frustration from real people, and not all of these outbursts can be traced back to the Republican Party.
My name is Bob McGuffey. I'm a co-founder of a grassroots organization here in Connecticut called Right Principles.
McGuffey is the man who wrote a memo, now all over the internet, that explains how conservatives can shake up Democrats' town hall meetings. McGuffey says he is a lifelong libertarian, not a Republican. His memo instructs protesters to spread out in the room, make the congressmen feel like conservatives are the majority of the audience. It tells them to yell out and challenge the lawmaker early on, rattle him.
You know, I wrote an aggressive memo, there's no doubt, but that's totally within the bounds of the Democratic give and take. And if it's not, we have a problem.
What is the point of trying to rattle the member of Congress who's speaking?
Well, they come there with a prepared proposal to push to you and convince you that this is the right thing to do, this is what I want you to know. And we want to shake them up. I mean, you know, these people work for us. They work for us.
McGuffey's memo has been seized on by both sides. In it, Republicans see genuine grassroots outrage and organizing. Democrats say it exposes the nasty tactics of a small but loud minority. So far, it's impossible to tell what kind of effect, if any, these town hall scuffles are having on other Americans, whether the conflict will make voters uneasy about the health care bills, angry about the politics, or whether they'll just block it out as being a whole lot of noise. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.